I am here with Lenny LaForest. She's the president of the Marshfield Fair. It's good to see you again this year. We had to miss a year, but now?
Now we're back.
Yay.
Yep, stronger than ever.
I always think of giant pumpkins, fried dough, Fiesta Show rides, shish kebab, and Clydesdales. Those are my favorites.
Well, you got a pretty good handle on it.
That sounds terrific. And, you know, we were talking a little bit beforehand. Now, what day does the fair open?
It opens this Friday, the 20th, and runs through the 29th.
Okay. And there are going to be some differences this year. Of course, all the great attractions, rides, some special new attractions. But there's a new way to get tickets. Tell me about it.
Yes. They're going to, we're going to a online type of paperless, touchless ticket system. So you can go to marshfieldfair.org. And you can order your tickets, your ride strips, your wristbands, and all that, and download it to your phone or print it off and bring it with you. And when you get inside, you just show it at the special kiosks, and you'll get it, the tickets and whatever you got online. Activated for you, and you can use it.
That's pretty terrific. And they go to marshfieldfair.org.
That's correct.
Okay, that's easy to remember, marshfieldfair.org. Now, let's say you get some out-of-town people who are old school and they don't know anything about this. Will there still be, for some people that are not comfortable with that or don't know, will they still be able to buy tickets at the gate?
They will not be able to buy tickets at the gate. Once they gain entrance mm-hmm. to the fair, they can go to one of the windows that are in the Fiesta area,
mm-hmm.
and they can purchase tickets, but they'll be virtual tickets, and they'll get downloaded to their phone, and they can transfer them to children if they have children's phone with the phones,
mm-hmm.
and then they just show it when they go to a ride. It'll automatically deduct the one, and they go on the ride. So there won't be any passing of tickets or anything back and forth.
No, it's interesting. I know that you're always trying to get, you know, to take a good perspective and see about some of the younger members of the committees that work on the Marshfield Fair, because this is, what was this? This is over 150 years, right? How many
it's
years?
It's 153, I believe, if I'm correct.
Wow, with you. That's a lot. And you've got a couple of new things this year. We're looking at a cute picture. You've got a mascot that looks like a little talking cow named Rex.
That's right. Rex is our new mascot, and he'll be there every day. He'll be greeting some of the fairgoers, and he's really, really a big plus for us.
It looks adorable, and I know that there's a kids' tent, and then Find the Farmer, that's new this year, and that's kind of an interactive, fun thing for kids.
Yes, that kind of morphs in with the Passport program that we've had, and it also part of the big tent where there's some people in there that have different functions of farming, and they can demonstrate them to the young kids, especially
mm-hmm.
in a little seating area for the parents and some place to take photos there with like cutout photo ops.
That's awesome. And you also have all the classics. Like I said, I love the giant pumpkins. And we're talking about some pumpkins that are, what, over 1,000 pounds that compete for this?
We've had in the past over 1,000 pounds. So hope to have one this year.
I know that 3/4 of the people that work here at the station, the first thing they hit over there is the fried dough. Please tell me that that's there.
We wouldn't have a fair without fried dough.
Okay. And I love your arts and crafts. Your quilt competition, which I think is beautiful. And then, of course, your floral displays are really very impressive, too.
Right. Our director, Ronnie LaHage, does a nice job with mm-hmm. the flowers and the presentations. She also has a lot to do with the presentation of flowers and gardens within the grounds.
Oh, wow. Now, there's new music this year and food court. So are there going to be some other things besides the usual standards?
That's correct. We're going to have we're going to have in the stage behind the office a food court set up, And there'll be a beer stand there, and just lost my... There'll be food stands there, mm-hmm. and other vendors that will be selling other type of food things. And then there'll be bands playing and singing and stuff like that for just about every day.
Now, I think the rides that they've had there from Fiesta shows are scary enough, but now you're telling me that the New England's tallest Ferris wheel is going to be there this year?
That's correct. It's a new ride that Fiesta's bringing down, and I haven't seen it yet, but I've been told it's the tallest ride in all of New England.
And I'm not sure if I'm brave enough for that, but I'm sure many people here listening are. Now, here's a cute picture of this guy named Joe with all these kind of, you know, sort of these kooky-looking puppets. But this guy's a ventriloquist. This is new.
That's true. He's one of our walking-around type. He'll have different shows during the day and everything, and it's a real interaction with the public, so...
That sounds awesome, and there's always so much to do. How long does the fair run? Isn't it usually 10 days? It opens Friday the 20th
yes.
at noon. Is that when the gates open?
Correct.
And it runs for 10 days?
It runs for 10 days until Sunday the 29th.
If someone is new to the area and has never been to the Marshfield Fair, what would you tell them about it? Why should they go?
I think that, as I've always said in past years, is that it's the best bang for your buck. I mean, you can go in, and once you've gained entrance, everything in there, basically, other than what you want to eat or drink or ride, is free. And when I say that, they say, well, what else is there? Well, there's a lot of things. Like you say, there's the chainsaw wood carvers, there's the log rollers, there's a giant pumpkin. There's motor shows every night in front of the grandstand.
Oh, my God. How could I forget the Demolition Derby?
Sure.
That's great to watch.
Yeah.
And like I said, I love those Clydesdales. I think those are beautiful horses. And the 4-H kids, you know, we've gone in there with their goats, their rabbits, you know, their other little critters, the chicken shows. You know, you got the chicken with the fluffy feet with the
yes.
feathers.
Yeah.
Those are, it's really impressive to see how many people are interested very much in still preserving a certain way of life and a certain type of entertainment. I know a lot of people really look forward to this, especially this year, since we couldn't do it last year. And that was, what, the first time in ever
that
in the
was
history?
The first time, I think, around the Second World War, there might have been a day.
Wow.
But
pretty impressive. And give me that website again so people can get all the specifics with the with about the touchless ticket system and about to see the full lineup and attraction of all your shows.
That'd be Marshfield Fair, all one word, .org.
Well, that sounds great, and I know WATD will also be down there several times to bring you some of that excitement. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to seeing you down there.
I can't wait to get down there. And again, that's Lenny LaForest. He is the president of the Marshfield Fair, the Marshfield Agricultural Society. Sending it back now to Dan McCready right here on 95.9 WATD.